with almost a folk song approach, some great lyrics and tunes. Jack Hayford, writing Majesty. Rich Mullins. Of my heart. Andre Crouch, my tribute we sang earlier today. Darlene Jack, shout to the Lord, the Hills Songs music. Michael W. Smith, Marcus DeWitt from the Mexican Promise Keepers tradition. And the list goes on and on. The song that started in the very beginning with God Himself. Through the traditions of the Hebrew people. Through David, the great psalmist, whose lineage led to Jesus, the ultimate psalmist, who gave us the song of our hearts. And the song continues to rage through the ages, keeping us close to the Father's heart, teaching us the things, the truths, who God is, what He is, what the universe is all about. The greatness of God, but yet He lives in our hearts. The song places that there many times. Great art, dance, architecture, music, painting, sculpture, drama, all have their places within the church. These incarnational giftings. Yet Haight Ashbury and Greenwich Village are full of our children. Whose art could not enter the church. We could not contain them or contain their art. And sometimes for good reason, but sometimes not. And we have artists in our churches. What will we do with them? Where will they glorify God? And maybe as I see our hearts of worship, the themes of our lives, we have hope that the song will continue brighter tomorrow than it has shown in the past. And I'm learning that that's maybe where I need to give my life. And that all of us, so that one day we will worship the Lord together in beauty and holiness forever and ever. What a place. Amen.